You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, with last night's game number five, we're heading into the American League and National League Championship Series. American League tonight, National League starts on Saturday in Atlanta. Let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Steve Gardner, USA Today, to help us talk some baseball. How are you, my friend? Oh, all right, we got you. How are you, Steve?
Hello.
Oh,
hey,
how are
Tony,
you?
How are you?
Good, man. I've been saying it all month, and when baseball in October, when it's at its best, there's really nothing more intense. I thought last night, despite it being kind of marred at the end with that call, I thought it was a masterful game. I don't get to watch a lot of the regular season games out west. I was blown away by Logan Webb. Your thoughts on the game last night, how it was played, and including the controversial call at the end?
Well, I think, you know, it starts kind of controversially with the Dodgers going with an opener. And, you know, it's one of those where you've got a game five, it's winner take all, and every card is on the table. I mean, where the Dodgers felt like they could get a little bit of an edge by starting, you know, a reliever and then bringing Julio Urias in. That was some interesting strategy to start. It was a well-played game throughout, lots of highlights, and then, you know, just the clutch hit from Cody Bellinger, again, who was so bad. And that's what the postseason is about, too, Tony, is you've got guys who are horrible during the regular season but can redeem themselves with a clutch hit here, there. And Cody Bellinger has done that. He's the Mr. Vampire here in the postseason. And then, yeah, with the call at the end, check swing or not, you know, Wilmer Flores, I don't think, has a hit. They said has not had a hit off Max Scherzer in his entire career, so it probably would not have changed the outcome. But to have it end on a check swing is like the most unsatisfying way to have these two titans, you know, end their epic rivalry here this season.
We see starting pitchers come into games in playoffs all the time. What is it like, though? What is the difference between a guy that goes into a start, goes through the order, you know, starts, rather than coming into a game that's already kind of been warmed up for him?
Well, for Urias, you know, he's been doing that for a while. I mean, he's no stranger to coming in. In fact, you only have to go back to last year's playoff, you know, when he pitched the final 2 1/3 innings of Game 6 and closed out the Rays to win the series. So, at least for him, I don't think there was any problem coming in the third inning of this game. For Max Scherzer, on the other hand, that's something that's a little different. And I think because Max is the way that he is and the way that he's wired, you figure that he could, you know, handle that sort of situation fairly well. The only thing, though, remember, you go back to the 2017 NLDS, when Dusty Baker brought him in to that series in the winner-take-all game five in the middle of that, and he had one of the worst innings of his career.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs ended up getting like 4 runs, 2 of them earned. It was just one of the weirdest innings I think I've ever seen, and they ended up losing that game. So that was in the back of my mind when he came in last night. But again, Scherzer was fantastic. I think just the adrenaline can carry him in that type of situation. But it is difficult for some, that's for sure.
Given the stage, and we see this a lot in all sports, given the stage, the national attention, just the fact that it was a game five of a playoff, we kind of get in a little hyperbole with performances. But Logan Webb's future, I saw Marcus Stroman put out a tweet that said he's going to be a top 5 pitcher in Major League Baseball. Do you feel the same way? I loved his performance. I don't know a lot about him, but does he have superstar written on him?
Well, I don't know. You know, he reminds me a little bit of Shane Bieber in that, you know, coming through the minor leagues and starting his Major League career, he doesn't really overpower you. But yet, you know, he gets the strikeouts. He's very, very good with his command and his control. And we saw that throughout the playoffs, especially, I think, for maybe the first time for a lot of people. I mean, he can just put the ball exactly where he wants it and he can keep the other team off balance. And I think, you know, that's how you can survive and thrive if you don't have 98-mile-per-hour fastball, you know, that sort of thing. And I think that's what the interesting part about Logan Webb is that he doesn't need to blow you away to make you look foolish. And because of that, because of the ballpark that he pitches in, I think he's got certainly a very, very bright future.
All right, one more thought before we get to the previews of these series. San Francisco, a lot of people didn't know that they would be a team like this with 107 wins. What is their future? Did they just catch lightning in a bottle and we going back to sort of going, what are they? Or are they capable of being back into this year after year? What's their situation with rosters and how they're put together?
Well, I think we saw a little bit of a glimpse of this last year when they overachieved from what a lot of people expected out of them. And then, you know, just with the way that they approach the game as an organization, I think it shows Gabe Kapler has done a fantastic job. You have to think that we're done, or we should be, as analysts, done underestimating the Giants after what they did, especially this season, you know, with the best record in baseball and everything else. I think the question that we will still have going into spring training is, you know, is the personnel good enough to do this? And every indication, it seems like, you know, they have the same sort of qualities that I think that the Tampa Bay Rays do. I mean, Gabe Kapler likes to platoon guys. You know, can they? The one question I think I have with them repeating is they were so good and have been so good in the clutch this season. I mean, led the major leagues in pinch hit home runs. I mean, every time there was a clutch at bat, they seemed to come through. And, you know, is that a repeatable skill? Is Buster Posey going to have another great year like he did at age 35? Is Evan Longoria, you know, that sort of thing? I think there are a lot of questions there. And while Logan Webb may not be one of them, I think they're probably still going to have to prove themselves to some degree next year. You know, Camilo Duvall came in, was fantastic. Is he part of the future? Who knows? But this is a very interesting team and certainly a very good one this year that has the potential to do similar good things next year.
All right, so let's get to the NLCS with the Dodgers from last night. They'll go to Atlanta for games 1 and 2. How does this series shake out? How do the Braves match up with the Dodgers?
Well, I think one of the things, if the Braves could have scripted the Dodgers-Giants series, they would have done it exactly the way that it turned out. Maybe a few more innings in game 5 last night. But, the Braves finishing up early, it gives them time to set their rotation and maybe catch a little bit less of a full Dodgers squad than they may have otherwise. But yeah, this is interesting because the Braves come into the postseason or came into the postseason with the fewest wins of any team in the playoffs, including the wild card teams, and yet it was a much better team in September and October than it was earlier in the season. So you see the Braves with the pitching staff that actually outpitched Milwaukee, which I think going into that series, we probably wouldn't have expected. So it's a team that certainly is capable of jumping up and biting the Dodgers and knocking them off. That said, I still think the Dodgers have to be considered the favorite because of the talent they have up and down the lineup, throughout the pitching staff, throughout the bullpen. It just, to me, the Dodgers are so complete, and I felt like they were the team to beat even as the wild card team coming into the playoffs. But this has the makings of a very interesting season or a very interesting series, and one that I think really legitimately could go either way.
Let's go to the Red Sox and the Astros. It starts tonight. And for the Red Sox, yeah, it's been a sort of a surprise, but now they're here. I looked at Ron and I were just talking about this. The Astros roster, Yuli Gurriel's batting like sixth, and he was a former batting champ. I mean, it's crazy. Like how good this team is built. But this Red Sox team, we've seen the Red Sox organization be really dominant going into the playoffs, and now we're seeing them where they were kind of a surprise, catching people a little off. But now that they're not that much, now that they're not, we've now seen them, what do you make of the ALCS?
Well, I think, number one, it's going to be a fascinating from a storyline standpoint. And I don't think that Major League Baseball can lose no matter which team advances, because, you know, the Astros are an interesting story, as we say. I still don't think people have forgiven them for the cheating scandal. But with the Red Sox, I think this is a team, you know, with Alex Cora, who has proven to be a very, very good postseason manager, very good at managing the pitching staff, bringing people in and putting them in the position to succeed. You know, it's a team without, you know, I don't see a whole lot of holes. And coming out of the American League East, you know, they did not win the division, but yet they're a very strong team and had been a very strong team for a good portion of the season before kind of slowing down a little bit. Maybe the bullpen is a little bit of a weak spot, and if you can get past, you know, Nathan Eovaldi and maybe Eduardo Rodriguez and who knows what Chris Sale has to give, I think maybe that's where this series will be won and lost, is can Boston's pitching manage to, you know, hold down that relentless Astros attack that led the majors in on base percentage and everything else, you know, pretty much, you know, all of those hitting categories that you really need to thrive in the postseason. Can they do that? That's what I'm going to be most interested in.
Steve, always good talking to you, my friend. We'll definitely be catching up with you as soon as these playoffs start winding down and getting closer to the World Series. Appreciate it as always, my man.
Excellent. Take care.
You got it. Steve Gardner, USA Today. Catch his stuff there. It's really great. If you're loving this October, stuff is really good. Progressive Guest Line, quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com, as we continue with Hour 2 of Wake Up Call.